Lesson 7 Sexual Purity. Our body is the temple of God, hence it is holy. We have the responsibility to keep up its dignity and purity. Saint Paul says, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." The meaning and purpose of sexuality. God created man male and female. God, who is love himself, created man with the ability to love and be loved. God gave them the gift of sexuality to experience this love in its fullness and to give birth to children. The basis of sexuality is to be either male or female. God has given human beings the ability to attract each other, to share love, and to give birth to children. He created man with the organs and reproductive capacity necessary for it. Sexual purity. Sexual purity is in using the God-given sexual abilities in a mature way. He expects us to maintain sexual purity in thoughts, words, and deeds. Both the married and unmarried are obliged to keep sexual purity. The married people remain faithful to their life partner and thus keep sexual purity. The consecrated persons keep sexual purity by their celibate life, by committing themselves to God and the people of God with an undivided heart. Unmarried people practice sexual purity by living according to the moral principles. All sexual relations outside marriage are sin against sexual purity. The sixth commandment, "You shall not commit adultery," forbids this, because such evils are against the plan of God for the survival of humanity. The purpose of the sixth commandment is to protect the sanctity of persons and family. Saint Paul speaks of the necessity of keeping chastity. Shun fornication. Every sin that a person commits is outside the body, but the fornicator sins against the body itself. Or do you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. Sins against sexual purity. All who received baptism are called to holiness. A Christian has worn Christ, the model of all holiness. A Christian is bound to lead a holy life according to his state of life. Evils like masturbation, homosexual acts, adultery, fornication, rape, etc. destroy this purity. Sexual purity is a treasure to be safeguarded with a great care. We have to consciously avoid sinful situations. The following things will help us to keep purity. Avoid friends who engage in obscene talk and actions. Avoid obscene publications and pictures. Keep away from watching TV channels, films, websites which are not in keeping with sexual purity. Practice self-control in conversation, dressing, and entertainment. Read the Bible, Lives of Saints, and other good books. Seek the protection and intercession of Mother Mary. Get the advice of mature persons. Each man is created in God's own image and likeness. He or she is not a sexual object to be used, but a person to be respected. When we are able to look at our own body and of others with the eyes of God, with respect, we will live in sexual purity. Let us pray. Our loving Jesus, bless us who who are weak human beings to live in purity. Teach us to see others as children of God and behave towards them respectfully. Let us read and narrate. Reading from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 12 to 20. Word of God for our guidance. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Reading from the Holy Book, 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 16. Let us do. Discuss the life history of Saint Maria Goretti. My resolution. I will be careful to keep sexual purity.